There we go.
Okay. Is Chairman Brad Holton all gonna call the meeting to order? We will be meeting as the fire district. And so, fire district. It's been a really long day. It's just going through numbers of fire suppression systems on the quote, so sorry about that. So it's possible that the co-chair may have to take this meeting over. Various undisclosed reasons, but, no, we are cleverly disguised as the Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. So with that, curious route that I took, I'll call the meeting to order. So present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and approval of board meeting agenda notice posting. So did the secretary report on noticing and posting of the agenda? All right, we got that. So motion to receive secretary's agenda notice posting report and set agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so we will just stick with the posted agenda. And so under action item number four, we are going to start. Number one, discuss and approve resolution 25-08, local government investment pool, LGIP application and transfer investment funds.
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, Commissioners, we have our funds invested with Buffington Moore McNeil and have for probably as long as I can remember. And we got a letter recently and from them to say we are pleased to share that Buffington Moore McNeil are joining EP Wealth Advisors. So they sent out what we would need to sign for that transfer to take over. So we sent it to our attorney. Attorney would look through the 50 pages. There was a lot of paperwork, and he decided there were things in that contract that we could not sign as the Ambulance District, and they would not be able to take that out of their contract. So we decided it would be best to move the monies. And so we looked into the LGIP, and that's where we would like to move that over to. And Leanne can kind of fill you in on the details of what that looked like, who we've talked to, attorneys, our bank, and all of that. So
yes, so I have spoken to attorneys, our auditor, the State Controller's Office, just to make sure we had everything correct since this was kind of really quick rolling. Our investment advisors, Buffington Moore McNeil, the contract will end at the end of May, at which point they will no longer assist us moving funds either. So we have the account through Charles Schwab directly that we can move the funds as needed. The entity account application is included in your packet. That is what is needed to apply for this application or for this account. I was informed it can take 24 to 48 hours to get the account set up. Chief Stoll and I will receive our login information, and then we will be good to start transferring funds. The LGIP is the account that we've talked about previously moving our investments to anyways. That is why we went that route. So kind of quick rolling. You know, the move from Buffington to EP Advisors kind of really pushed it further, so.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What has been the return on the current investments versus what the LGIP has historically?
I don't.
Do we know?
I don't think anywhere in here has the latest. I would have to look at our last statement. I just know we can't move over to EP Wealth Advisor just because of what our attorney said. There's just stuff in that contract that he said that the Ambulance District cannot sign off on. So, we could get our last statement to you just for reference.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm certainly in favor. Overall, it's been very tough to beat the Idaho program compared to the other investment companies. So, and when things are slow, so is the investment pool for Idaho. And when things are good, they're also good. But significantly more liquid and no deposit withdrawal fees and all of that wonderful things that others might do.
Yeah, exactly. And I know our attorney works with like Nampa Fire District and other districts that use the LGIP, and that's what he said the same thing too. He would agree.
Yep. Okay. Is there any other conversation? I'd make a motion that we approve of this, of the resolution.
25-08.
25-08.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so agenda item two is discuss and approve resolution 25-09, intent to withdraw from the urban renewal plan for the Caldwell North Urban Renewal Project area and revenue allocation area.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is, as you're aware, I'm sure the House Bill 436 that passed this year allows fire districts and ambulance districts to opt out of urban renewal districts. And so we are following that. We worked with Bill Gray and Bill Punkany on the whole process. There were timelines that we had to meet. The first one that we had to meet was sending the county by May 1st a letter needing information back. I sent it to the clerk. Steve Onofree got us the information back. Urban renewal areas that we would participate in and have monies held out of. Then we worked with Attorney Gigray again, and he put all these resolutions together for each of the districts. And so if you approve to sign them today, the next step would be these would be sent to the urban renewal districts. Their boards would have 10 days to meet and decide whether they approve or deny our request to opt out. So this is, we did step one, this is step two. And it's what the other districts are doing. You know, Middleton Fire, Eagle Fire, just heard this morning they were talking about the resistance that's coming. And I think it sounds like one of the urban renewal districts denied it. And there may be a lawsuit coming because of it. So, because there's significant money in that one. Where ours are small. And this is definitely an example of where the ambulance district is different because we're not 100% funded by taxes. Our revenue or our numbers are just so much smaller where you get a fire district that might get a half a million back, and that's significant. And so we'll see what the renewal does, you know, when we send these, but this is step two.
Chairman. Yeah. And given the comments that the chief put on the record, I just wanted to state for the record that this is a decision by the Idaho State Legislature. And I'm not saying that the ambulance districts don't need the monies that are contained within the urban renewal district, but in the discussion that you brought up, some of that could impact the feasibility study and the ability of the urban renewal to survive. And so we don't have any of that. I don't know if they contemplated that, but there's seven urban renewal districts listed here for consideration by the board. And I guess we're just the middleman following the next step in the process, but under state code. So we don't have any reason to not, given the current financial status of the Canyon County Ambulance District, to not support this request where it's couched under Idaho code. But yeah, some of that, yeah. Like we're making in essence a motion that we don't know the long-term impact to the urban renewal district. Maybe Commissioner Brooks can speak to that.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I personally will make the motion and support this wholeheartedly, not caring one bit the longevity or survivability of the urban renewal district, because even though I'm on one, this is far more important entity that we have jurisdiction over, in my opinion. So, and I think that's why the legislature made the move. But I am curious, Chief, if legal went through, Mr. Gigray went through, and in bringing and preparing these, figured out whether or not they all apply based upon they don't have any outstanding bonds, obligations, or other indebtedness, because that's the way I read the law and what I think the fire email that we got, the letter, because I think I received it as being a member of the Caldwell Urban Renewal Board. That's the only way they can deny it. So if they don't have any debt or whatnot and they still denied it as an urban renewal board, that would be grounds for a lawsuit that they would, I would assume, lose. So I'm just curious if long way about it. If Mr. Gigare went through this and all of these, we meet those requirements, basically, that all of these urban renewal boards will approve this because they can't not approve it, essentially.
Sure. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, he had the letter that Steve Onofre sent back, the urban renewal revenue allocation areas that broke everything down. He had that in place before he made all those resolutions. So he had all the information, was able to look at that and say what should be sent off. So he had this information that we got from the county.
Okay. That's great, because I wasn't aware that NAMPA had paid all of theirs off. So.
And this is one of those, the legislative, that's, I'm trusting the attorney, because it's definitely over my head. But he did everything we got from the county, he had before he made resolutions, and he knows the law. And so I'm assuming that, yeah, he did his due diligence.
Okay.
Yep.
Any more discussion on this?
I don't have any, Mr. Okay. Chairman. I'm still in favor. I mean, this is...
So I think it, for the hats that we wear, I think it's our fiduciary responsibility to initiate the action that the Idaho legislature provided to this board. So I'd make a motion, approve resolution 2509, intent to withdraw from the urban renewal plan for the Caldwell North urban renewal project area and revenue allocation area.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second with discussion.
Sure.
Do you want to do all of these at once?
I'd love to, but I think legally we need to either read them into the verbal record or to do all of them. I'm happy to amend my motion to include all of them.
You're the chair. I mean, I'm
okay.
I'll do what you're comfortable with.
So I would amend my agenda or my motion to include resolution 2510. Intent to withdraw from the NAMPA Development Corporation, NAMPA Economic Development / Redevelopment Plan and Revenue Allocation Area. Approve resolution 2511, intent to withdraw from the City of Middleton Downtown Urban Renewal Plan for the Downtown Urban Renewal Project and Revenue Allocation Area. Approve resolution 2512, intent to withdraw from the NAMPA Development Corporation, NAMPA Revenue Allocation Area of the Historic Mercy Hospital Urban Renewal Area Project. Approve resolution 2513, intent to withdraw from the City of Middleton Urban Renewal Plan for the Middleton East District Urban Renewal Project and Revenue Allocation Area. And approve resolution 2514, intent to withdraw from the Site A Caldwell Urban Renewal Area Plan and Revenue Allocation Area. That is my motion.
I still second.
Your job's a lot easier than mine. Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Being that there's none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I want to apologize to Commissioner Van Beek. I didn't mean my comments to be flippant towards you and what you were saying. As far as we don't know if it's going to affect the viability of urban renewal. You and I have had enough discussions about it, and I didn't need to bring that into it. So,
you know what? It's a hotly debated item, and I have enough confidence in this board that we can have a civil discussion without making it personal. So I appreciate your comments. Thank you. I will say, too, that I was involved with the City of Middleton. They had actually two urban renewal areas of equal size, and they paired it back to that one. But the comments are still relevant given the amount of their area and their budget, all of that. This could disrupt those plans from going forward. But, again, that's not your point's well taken, Commissioner Brooks. So we didn't make this law. I just wanted to make sure that this board put enough information on record that it was well vetted and a decision that we're just helping the ambulance district with the next best step forward, which will help augment the bond that just passed.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we have these to sign. While we're signing them, we're down to agenda item 8, discuss general issues, set policies, and give direction.
have other items.
Okay. There isn't even a razoo noise or anything about winning the.
Yes, that was a huge win for the ambulance district, a huge win for our communities, because it will allow us to staff up, add ambulance to the system, reduce response time. That is just a huge win for us, and I think it was a very obvious decision, wise decision that we made to go for a temporary. It does mean we would have to go back in 2 years, but every other bond and permanent override failed. Just failed as bad as we failed the first two. So I'm glad that decision was made and we got here. So now we just have a lot of decisions to make, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So thank you, Canyon County voters.
They came through. It took us three tries, but yes.
Yes.
And it was nice to see, too, it didn't just barely pass. You know, it wasn't 50% plus one. It was almost 60%. So that is good. I think people got the message. And
all 10% of them.
Yeah. Very small turnout, but we got there.
So. For sure, a good win.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to actually recommend we go into executive session. There's one item we want to discuss. It's under B&D, and that's under action item number 5 for the ambulance district.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, personnel, and D, to communicate with our risk manager. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll amend that to D, proper letter.
Okay. I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. So with that, let's consider ourselves in recess, and we'll pause here while we get the audio recording paused.
Good to see you.